ABC Radio Australia.
After taking the National Rugby League team, the Kummels, to fifth on the world standings and leading the PNG Hunters to victory in the Queensland Cup, Michael Marram has confirmed he is stepping away from coaching altogether to pursue a seat in Parliament. He'll be standing in his home province of East New Britain as an independent and looking to win a regional seat. If he succeeds, he says he will concentrate on making life better for his own people. And while he's talking about a low-key campaign, he has some star names behind him from the rugby league world, and many of his former players, and not least Justin Ollam, who Marram recruited for the Hunters and helped him on the road to NRL stardom with Melbourne Storm.
I've sent a message out to all those players when I made up my mind, and then they will send messages back. Justin called up straight away and he was crying and talking to me. And yeah, so I've got plans for using their voice, a bit of video from them as well. So the captain, Rhys Martin from England, also there was a farewell organised, which never went ahead because the Prime Minister was busy. So we wanted to rugby league farewell. They were going to do it for me in Port Moresby, but I cancelled it due to the time limit. So hopefully that gets done in, you know, maybe next week we were planning, but that's an area where we can bring those other players in, coaches like Wayne Bennett. We've got affiliations with the other NRL coaches as well, so they probably can say something.
It's not a bad lineup, is it, to have on your side for an election?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, everyone follows the game up here, so hopefully, you know, there's a game plan there that we can use here.
What sort of campaign are you planning now for the election? Because standing as an independent in a constituency where you're already very well known and a member of the local community, that would seem to me to give you pretty much a head start over everybody else.
A lot of political parties, the leaders have been calling up and just wanted me to be part of their group, but everyone knows me around the country and also the province, and I didn't want to commit really early to any party, you know, knowing some political parties have got good and bad stuff. And I just wanted to be really independent, not pulled down by party policies and that sort of thing. So I could be still free to make my own decisions based on what I stand for.
So what would you see as your priority for your constituents in East New Britain? What do you, in essence, stand for?
East New Britain is a good province. A lot of attraction, tourism. There's a lot of things going on. A lot of people regard East New Britain as one of the model provinces in the country. Our leaders, I cannot say anything against them. They've done a good job, but me going down there, it's just like I'm younger, you know, probably bring a bit more energy to the everything we do. And my focus will probably just be on the little things at grassroots level. We're not promising anyone to do anything, but we understand if I get in to power, the focus, you know, everyone talks about education, health, focusing on those things at a lower level. Talking education, you know, makes sure there's a proper classroom there. They make sure that teachers get to work on time, that sort of thing. We're talking health, hospitals, there has to be medicines inside, that sort of thing. So, you know, again, focusing on those really small things, because I come from an area where you need an ambulance to go to hospital. You get charged 150 kina. You go to an hospital, there's no medicine there.
Do you see yourself, therefore, potentially being in a situation where you to be elected, or, as it were, lobbying for your constituents as an independent, and maybe there may have to be some sort of trade-off there? I mean, whoever the party of government is, or the parties of government after the election, you might have to give them something to get something back.
Elected in, then you have to make a decision on which party you have to go for and, you know, work with. So for me, it's just focusing on my preparations, you know, what I do, you know, how I'm going to talk to the people, how I'm going to convince them. Yeah, we're a model province in the country, but I think with young energy and new, we can take it to another level.
Of course, everything as far as the election is concerned has been put back by at least a couple of weeks, various problems with the roll, not least, and new constituencies being added and so on and so forth. I mean, what do you make of all that? Are you a little bit concerned about this delay?
I think the delay is probably good for me because I had to make my mind really late. So it gives us another 2 weeks to go around and just, you know, again, I'm not doing a lot of campaigning, but just in advising, telling people that, you know, I'm putting my hand out. You know, most of them have already come forward. And, you know, for a lot of people, they just said, we want to see the face and touch his body and talk to him, but we know what he's already done. So that sort of thing.
So is it a case really that you're hoping you can be elected, as it were, on your past record in the community and on your reputation rather than necessarily having to go out there and sell yourself?
You know, what I've done already in the past 20 years plus, people are looking at that, but this is a different game. Politics in PNG is different. Some people have the money to go and do such things. You know, they can talk about you and, you know, spoil your name, but I'll be really careful on what I do and make sure we go out there and tell the truth about everything. I'm basing it on pressure from the public coming in, asking me to send forward.
Former PNG Cummels and PNG Hunters coach Michael Marram, who will be standing as an independent in this year's national election in Papua New Guinea, and his former team, the Hunters. They go in search of just their second Queensland Cup win of the season tomorrow when they take on the third-place Devils in Toowoomba.